You just became familiar with the Reports tab in Salesforce Classic. Let's take a quick look at the Reports tab in Lightning Experience, where you will see a completely redesigned Reports homepage that makes it easier to find, sort, create, and view the reports. Lightning Experience provides filtered lists on the side panel, which help you filter the reports according to your requirements and display them. You can also click each column heading to sort the report list by name, folder, creator, or whoever the report was last modified by. In order to reverse the sort order, click the column heading again. However, Lightning Experience comes with certain limitations. You cannot create, delete, share, or search for report and dashboard folders in Lightning Experience. However, folders created in Salesforce Classic and their contents are accessible in Lightning Experience. When creating or cloning a report or a dashboard, you can save them only inside the existing folders. Also, you cannot subscribe to a report or follow a report on Chatter from the Reports tab. Let's learn more about reports in Salesforce Classic. In addition to emailing a report, you can also output a printer-friendly version for printing or exporting the report details to Excel. Click each tab to learn more about these features. You can also search Help and Training for more information on printing and exporting reports for more information. Click the Export Details button to generate a .csv or .xls version of your report, which you can choose to save or open in Excel. The exported version does not retain the original report's formatting, groupings, or subtotals. You can use this feature to export records for mass updating or for migrating into other applications. The Export Detail button option adds a 5-row footer to the bottom of the file, containing metadata such as the report name, the user generating the report and the date and time, and the company name. By default, report footers include a disclaimer that reads, "Confidential information, do not distribute," which you can remove at your discretion by navigating to Reports and Dashboards settings. The option to exclude the disclaimer is available in Salesforce Classic only. Click Add or simply drag a field from the Fields pane to the Filters pane to add additional filters to limit the data you see on the report. You can add up to 20 field filters to a report. The VP of Marketing is only interested in customer, so Rob will add the type filter to display only customer accounts. Use custom summary formulas in summary and matrix reports to create new summaries of your numerical fields. You have already seen how the standard summaries let you summarize data in different ways. You can sum values, calculate average values, and display the largest values and the smallest values. Custom summary formulas let you create additional summaries using your own formulas. For example, Allison, the VP of Global Sales, would like to see her sales reps' win rates. In other words, she wants to see what percentage of the opportunities a sales rep closes are actually being won. A win rate of 10%, for example, would tell her that a rep is winning 1 in 10 of the opportunities he or she closes. In this section, we will help Rob create a custom summary formula to calculate this win rate. Before we create a custom summary formula, here are some things you should know. You can have up to 5 custom summary formulas on a single report. A summary formula cannot reference other summary formulas, but it can reference formula fields in the records you are reporting on. Summary formulas only appear on the summary rows for each grouping in your report. They do not apply to the individual detail or record rows. For more information, search Help and Training for summary formulas.